It is that time to talk about what is hot and happening in the community, and the topic of student loan forgiveness with Joe Biden's plan is really a hot topic right now as applications begin to open. About 770,000 students are now impacted because a last-minute change yesterday. Those who have loans guaranteed by the government but held by private lenders, Perkins and Federal Family Education Loans, will not receive debt relief. Of course, this comes as seven Republican states are suing the administration over the student forgiveness plan. Now, I had to get somebody who knows all about this team, Marquita Miller Joshua, my Sabra, my girlfriend, owner of Five Star Tax and Business Solutions, has to weigh in and help us out. How you doing today, sis?
I am doing good. This is such an important topic. Thank you, Julie, for tackling it and helping some of your followers to stay abreast of what's happening, because this is rapidly changing.
Yes, it is. And I remember when the student loan forgiveness plan was announced, you sent out in a group chat, hey, get your stuff together. You sent out a whole plethora of what people should do. Now, for those who did not consolidate their loans by the deadline of yesterday, are there any options to help them counter the student debt while the Department of Education assesses the situation?
Well, there is one still on the table for those who did make that September 29th deadline, is the IBR, the income-based repayment plan. Now, that's still because everyone's going to go back to paying their student loans come after that extension ceases on December 31st, 2022. So come January, payments are now due again. Okay. But what you can do is look to see if you qualify for the income-based repayment, IBR. The great thing that still will help those individuals is that now the discretionary income is only 5%, where it was 10%. If so, whatever your income you had after expenses, and not all of your expenses, but the expenses that the agency recognized and deemed as appropriate expenses, what's left is now is only 5% of that will be used for payments. So that is still going to substantially lower payments for a lot of individuals who cannot qualify for student loan debt forgiveness. But there's still expected to be over 20 million borrowers that still will qualify for student loan debt relief under this program. So still a significant number, but there are they don't expect it to even be, when I was looking at some of the numbers, I'm not saying 4 million is not a lot of people, but out of 20 million that will get forgiven 100%, there's 43 million borrowers who will have some kind of impact if it's lower payments or part of it being forgiven from that standpoint. So there are some relief, but it's just not the forgiveness.
Okay. Now, for those who are like, well, should I consolidate my loans? What are your thoughts on that as a financial expert, and how can that benefit people or not?
So really, when you look at consolidation, you want to look at overall, are you getting a better rate by consolidating them all together? And also, by the one of the benefits of the agencies will often tell you, by consolidating them, it allows you to have one payment versus multiple payments to various organizations. And even though they do consider that, now they should consider that when they're determining your payment, how much you're paying to the others, but it just makes it more streamlined. But you do want to make sure that the rate is lower than the rates you have independently. Otherwise, you could be raising your balance from that standpoint. And so that's been an ongoing thing all of this time. But then when the agencies announced the benefit of the consolidation, that kind of was a game changer. But there were still even caveats to that if it was privately held, some of them couldn't consolidate. So there's been a lot of back and forth. But what is the bottom line does look like? Those individuals who are going to get the greatest benefit are those individuals who receive Pell Grants. Now, for those who came with a Pell Grant, you probably didn't get a Pell Grant, because most people who know what a Pell Grant is, they received it. And so those individuals are looking at $20K of debt cancellation. And statistics show from that their student loans may have been less than $20,000 from that standpoint.
So that's gone.
So some of those are completely gone. And I know, like you, Julie, I've been watching social media, and I've seen a lot of individuals posting debt 100% forgiven, all of their student loans are paid. And so that's been great. But I do know there's the flip side of things where people are saying, you know, I went to the military because I couldn't afford to go to college.
Yeah.
Or because I couldn't afford to go to college, I didn't do the things I would have done. Mm-hmm. And now there are these people who are getting all these benefits.
Yeah.
But one of the things is schooling has increased. From when you look back 20 years ago for what it took you to go to college to what it costs now,
child,
the real root issue is the cost of college.
Bam.
So we're tackling symptoms, but it's the cost of college that's the real root issue.
Now, I'm praying it's sometime in the near future that can be addressed. We know one thing, that free junior college was suggested in Joe Biden's Build Back Better plan. Of course, that part was 86'd out. We don't know what the future holds. So in the meantime, Marquita Miller Joshua, for those people who are about to get their papers in for student debt forgiveness, what is the last thing you would leave them with, and your advice for those who are trying to get that higher education? But, you know, you already know your warnings when you take out those student loans.
A couple things. One, anyone who is, if you're questioning, do you qualify, I want you to go to studentaid.gov/debt relief and sign up so that you get the notifications to your email box that you check regularly. That's important. Also, you can go to the whitehouse.gov and sign up for their notifications. What happens is anytime there are breaking news or anything that impacts with student loans, that's going to email you. So, you, number one, we have to stay informed. Number two, come October 1st, you should receive an application from your debt servicer that allows you, it's supposed to be very streamlined, not a lot of work to it, that allows you to input information so that you can be considered. And after that, there's nothing you're supposed to do but wait from that component. So it is important, though, that you go sign up so that, if, you know, the ideal is always what's supposed to ideally happen and what really happens. With the number of people, the systems have been crashing because of how many people have been trying to check on information of if they qualify, don't qualify. So make sure you sign up for the notifications. Make sure you pay attention come October 1st. Don't let it get to October 5th and you haven't received something. You want to start reaching out to people to say, you know, hey, I haven't received anything. Do I qualify? Your student loan servicer. Another myth that's out there is that, oh, if your student loans are forgiven or the debt is canceled, that you're going to have to pay taxes. This is going to shift to a tax liability. That is incorrect. That normally holds true when you have debt cancellation of any other thing that's happening. But this is the exception, which is what makes this even all the sweeter, is because it's forgiven and it does. You're not going to pay taxes. You're not getting a 1099 at the end of the year that's going to say, put this on your tax return. Now, what I said, what should happen and what will happen, pay attention. If for some reason you do get a cancellation, you want to make sure you connect with your tax professional, get instructions about how to get that corrected so that you don't have something that impacts your tax record that is incorrect. And if you don't qualify, at least take advantage of the IBR. Call and find out what can you do to get a reduced payment. But even if you're not a Pell Grant person and you didn't get Pell Grants, you could still be eligible for up to $10,000 in debt cancellation. So make sure you pay attention to the information and take action. That is the key things there. And for those who are going to school, I will tell you, being on a board of the Metropolitan Community College here in the Kansas City area, there are lots of scholarships that go unfunded.
Yes.
Talk to your financial aid advisor. Talk to, make posts on social media and ask what organizations. I know, Julie, both of us are part of a sorority that does scholarships yearly. And we have to seek out people to really, and keep asking them to fill in applications, fill in applications. There are a host of agencies outside of even the school that give scholarships. If you are willing to do the work, you really can have essentially kind of a debt-free education on the front end if you're willing to do the work. But every call I've set on for giving out scholarship from the community college, it has been the financial aid officers have had to be in contact with those students and understand what their situation was, what was happening. So this is a case of the squeaky wheel absolutely gets the oil. Make sure the student aid people, financial aid people of the school, know your name, know your story, so that when they become aware of dollars, they call you, but you need to be calling them, because I cannot tell you the number of organizations that have student loan, student grants go unawarded because people do not apply. And don't be afraid of the essay. There are a host of agencies that can help you to write a great, what I call, meat and potato essay, and you can use that to curtail us for other things, because a lot of students don't go further when they find out there's an essay. They stop at that point. So tackle it. Try to take advantage of the free dollars on the front end so that you don't have to do that. And make sure if you have an employer and they do any student, if they provide any educational assistance, apply for that. Make sure that you take advantage of those dollars.
Well, hey, this is some great information. Marquita Miller Joshua, owner of Five Star Tax and Business Solutions, thank you so much, because this is a chock full of information, breaking the myths and all that that people need to know. I appreciate you, Sarah.
Appreciate you so very, very much, Julie, for allowing me the opportunity. And you just make such an impact in the community and keeping us all informed and our information at the pulse and our fingertips. So thank you for all you do.